9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An expert on terrorism who lives in Wisconsin says the Palestinian people shouldn't be blamed for Hamas's attack in Israel. Samuel Gold is an Appleton lawyer who worked on anti-terrorism efforts in Israel from 2015 to 2018. He spoke with Civic Media's Todd Alba about Hamas.
It is a Palestinian terrorist organization, but I would not hold every Palestinian responsible.
Hundreds of people are dead and many more are wounded. Wisconsin's entire congressional delegation is condemning the attack. A slate of bills aimed at restricting or clarifying Wisconsin abortion laws are on their way to the full state Senate. Nate Wegehout has more.
The Senate Committee on Licensing, Constitution, and Federalism passed the bills largely along party lines. One bill would allow a pregnant person to claim a fetus as a dependent on their taxes. Another would give grants to anti-abortion organizations for their crisis pregnancy centers. A third would allow abortions in cases of miscarriages or ectopic pregnancies. Only one bill got bipartisan support, a bill to help fund adoption services. The bills have yet to get a hearing in the Assembly. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's latest public schools report card comes out today. The Department of Public Instruction is releasing its student assessment results. Students took standardized tests in reading, writing, and math last spring. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin public school students are not reading or writing at grade level. Test scores across Wisconsin have been flat or gone down each year since the coronavirus pandemic. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Ty Simpson is an advocate for survivors. Nearly one in three women experience domestic violence in their lifetimes. Simpson says abuse comes in many forms.
It's removing somebody and isolating them from their friends and family. It is ridicule. It is jokes and pranks. It is violence against children and animals. It is financial abuse, preventing somebody access from money and funding and food and a car, preventing them from going to the doctor or to church or to their job.
Simpson says it's important to model healthy relationships for young people. She says sex education and access to reproductive health care are also important. First Lady Jill Biden is in northeastern Wisconsin today. The White House says Mrs. Biden will visit the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin. Last night, she was at a Packer watch party in Green Bay hosted by the American Cancer Society. It's part of the Biden Cancer Moonshot that aims to cut U.S. cancer death rates in half within 25 years. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Waukesha's transition to Lake Michigan water continues. People are advised to run their faucets briefly and postpone laundry for a short period to allow any sediment in their pipes to clear following the transition. There may be a slight change in water odor and taste over the next few days. The transition will also result in slightly higher water bills for Waukesha residents. Milwaukee had a rough Monday with four shootings in a little over 2 hours. According to police, five people were shot in total and one of them died. The fatal shooting occurred around 4:30 in the northern part of the city, where a 36-year-old was shot and killed. Investigators are actively searching for two teenage suspects in connection with that case. There was also an early morning shooting that left a pastor injured, followed by three more shootings, all taking place last night. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Packers lose to the Raiders. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers, on the road last night in Las Vegas, put on a show but came up short. And Jordan Love trying to find Christian Watson open in the end zone. Joe Buck on ESPN.
Four-man rush. Love, end zone. Intercepted. Good night. Picked off by Amik Robertson.
Intercepted, the Packers would go on to lose 17-13 to the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Raiders defensive back Amik Robertson after the interception.
After the play, I wanted to be the reason. You know, because at the end of the day, I want to show the world who I am.
The Packers wide receiver Christian Watson.
We're gonna shape ourselves. We got to continue to improve in every aspect. You know, obviously I'm on the offensive side of the ball, so I'm looking more there. And we got to help our defense out a little bit more. I think we have the opportunity to be a really good football team. We just got to, you know, find a way to be better throughout the whole game, find some more consistency.
Ask Jordan Love what he saw on the play.
Yeah, in that play, you know, once I kind of stepped up in the pocket, I just kind of saw Christian. I felt like he had the DB beat by a little bit. You know, thought we could make a play to go win it right there in the end zone. Kind of just underthrew it. Didn't get enough on it. Didn't get it out there enough. And, you know, the DB made a good play.
In all, Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think any time when you have 3 turnovers, it's tough to overcome that. And we got to do a better job. I think a couple of those plays, the one bang-bang play where Jordan tried to throw the ball to Christian, it's just one of those plays that happens. And then he was trying to give him a chance at the end of the game there.
So the Packers fall to 2-3 and head into the bye week with linebacker Quay Walker and safety Darnell Savage both leaving the game with injuries. The Raiders improved to 2-3 and get ready to face the Patriots. Wide receiver Davante Adams.
It was good. I wish I could have been able to make, but at the end of the day, we beat them.
With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. It's another chilly morning.
Yeah, well, you know, a month from now, we'll be wishing it was.
Yeah.
45 degrees or 40 degrees. But we got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And I want to begin the show with this. And it is, excuse me, clearly an issue that I think about constantly. And I'm sure many of you do. If you are a grandparent or parent, you know, or involved at all with children, uncle, auntie, whatever, you have to, and you've been around a little while, and I spent, before coming back to radio a couple years ago, a little over a year and a half ago now, I was spending my time in the public school system, 12 years, volunteering my time, working with young people. Prior to that, I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state with over 600 boys ages 6 to 14 years of age, 30 football teams. I did that for 20 years. And I am presently, my wife and I took in a 100% disabled child 20 years ago who requires 24-hour care. That young person is now 22 years old. He still requires 24-hour care, as he will for the remainder of his life. And so I think I know a little something of what I speak, not to mention a father of 3 sons, adult sons. And so last year, about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I created a nonprofit called Voices of the Elders. And what I did was organize a bunch of men from my generation to, as we looked around the community and saw young people and young children in disarray. And so, you know, somebody has to do something to change the course or the trajectory of children. And as I always say, children become adults. And so as we head into our winter session with the elders, we are about to go into the schools. And men, most of us in our 60s, and work with children. Let me volunteer our time working with children. Let me say this to you. You know, children of today versus children of yesterday. There's such a stark difference in children today versus those of us from yesterday. And it's telling. And if our nation doesn't get a hold to this, a hold of this, and prioritize it, you know, the future of the nation and the future of the society is going to be in jeopardy. So you just heard the news, 60% of children are reading below level and math and writing below level. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's in the urban centers all over this nation, this is happening. Why? The question should be why. What happened? Well, you know, during our days, we basically, you know, did not have access to technology. You would think that technology would be the difference changer and long term would catapult young people into a higher level. And it's not because they don't have access to it. These young people have had access to technology since they were in kindergarten. I know what we had were books. And so encyclopedias and dictionaries and those kinds of things were, and real libraries, everything you want to know in the world is in books. Didn't just start, always been there. And so that's what in our generation we had to do. You know, we certainly read books. But I want to talk about the difference between our generation at growing up as children and today's generation growing up as children. So this is an article called Children Growing Up Today versus Children Growing Up in the Past. It's a preschool article from a an outlet called Sugarland. And I just think it's just right on point. So let me begin this quickly. This is a mother named Janet. When I was a child, most mothers were home with their children. Brothers and sisters spent a lot of time with each other and with other kids in their neighborhoods. That's absolutely true for me. I'm from a family of 13, and I, you know, my brothers and sisters, we played together. You know, when you got 13 kids in the house, you know, you talking about friends, you know, you spent this time at home. My mother was home. She was able to stay home and raise all of us. And my dad worked one job. This is a different time. He was able to supply the needs of an entire family of 13. And so we also got to play with the neighbors in our community. We were outside barefoot, building forts, climbing trees, you know, playing, you know, night and day over the weekends. From April all the way through November, we were outside playing, discovering. You know, very seldom were we sitting in front of televisions because, number one, there wasn't a lot for children on television back in those days. So what we had was to be outside, discovering nature, and doing all manner of things of exercise. Now, modern kids today don't spend anywhere near as much time outside because they've got technology. And so they can experience things via technology that we never could. You know, I mean, they can definitely go to the moon and back with technology. We didn't have that opportunity. We had to use our minds to envision what the moon looked like. Today's young people have technology. They can see the moon, They can bring it up on their pads or on their computers. So there is an advantage from that perspective of it. But what do they give up in return? To be able to have access to technology that can take them around the world. We couldn't do that. We had to use our minds. But we could do things with our bodies because we were always out moving around. Today, that's not the case. So weigh the difference. Having access to technology and all the wonderful things that technology offers, or being outside, experiencing, discovering things on your own. If I had to, you know, give a point system to that, or a check in the affirmative of which was better for the development of a child, I would have to say, going back to our time, when we were outside discovering friendships, building long-lasting friendships, interacting with one another, today's children don't have that. And they may never have that because they're not developing those relationships at very young ages. Now, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, don't let me do this alone. I'd love to hear your ideas and opinions on it. I mean, I can do it myself because I'm going to do it myself if I have to. But we have to understand the impact of what is going on with children today, and not just from where we are right now, but try to envision those children as adults long after my generations are gone, and what is going to happen. And then we have to look at it, right? We've got to look at where we are, what is taking place, care enough to see if what is happening right now needs to be changed, and we need to start working on that like yesterday. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? Children growing up today versus children growing up in the past is our subject. We'll be right back.
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of civic media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the civic media app.
The Lou Regani Show,
Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN. Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 52 today under cloudy skies. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows around 36. Highs level off around 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Chance for scattered showers Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Friday. Highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hey.
Finally got myself together.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, children today versus children of yesterday. And so I'm having, you know, a conversation, and certainly we'd love you to join in, because I've noticed what is happening, and I'm concerned that what happens if we as a nation allow what is continuing to take place to go on unabated. And so the reason this is important is that the modern child spends huge amounts of time in front of TVs, computers, iPads, you know, phones, and don't get a chance to spend time with others. You know, they don't get a chance to spend time outside with friends and exploring and doing the kinds of things that we did, right? You know, outside playing football with the kids in the neighborhood, or baseball, or all of those things help create and develop the character of who we became, learning to communicate with others. No, we didn't have money. We didn't have, you know, to go places and do those kinds of things, but we learned how to communicate with others. Today, that time is spent in the sanctity of people of their homes, not out moving around, experiencing people from different walks of life that are all harbingers of who we'll become as we become adults. Those things are being taken away. You know, some of us had to care for our younger brothers and sisters, even though we were children ourselves. You know, this woman says, I wonder, do brothers and sisters play much together these days? I was a second mother to my baby brother who was 4 years younger, and this was a huge part of my early life. I loved taking care of him, and it taught me a lot. Do modern kids have that opportunity, or are their little brothers and sisters off to daycare all day long? Esther said, children nowadays have a great many more opportunities to literally see the world than I had in my lifetime. We could only read about different countries and the culture through books. Now there are digital media to support the experiences and, of course, not to mention the opportunity to travel and experience firsthand. Parents are also in better positions to support and afford learning and exposure. For myself, even a meal to a fast food restaurant then was considered a treat. You know, as a young person, I never went to a fast food restaurant because I was one of 13 and we certainly couldn't afford McDonald's. There was no McDonald's or Burger King in my time of growing up. Affluence has definitely opened up opportunities for children to see and experience more than I did. This gentleman named Brian, the most telling difference between my childhood and the present, however, is today's lack of time. Time to explore, time to experiment, time to be a child, which means most importantly, time to play. Today, many children, especially in a built-up, city-fied environment like Singapore, lack a connection with nature and the stimulating complexities of the natural environment. An urban environment is certainly complex, but it can tend to be overwhelming rather than stimulatory in its sensory demands. Let me say that again, based on my experience with all these children in my lifetime, seeing changes in those children, in the differences of their time and our time. And I'm not saying that, you know, the time we grew up in made us better people. Because clearly, if you look at my generation and what we've done, we've been, you know, at war with one another. You know, we've created war all over the world. We've been very greedy, my generation. And it's been about me, I. And so I'm not saying my generation has been perfect. But there are some aspects of my generation that, that, you know, I think should be also a part of today's generations. And interacting and working with other people and understanding that you don't live in an environment that is surrounded where it's all about you and about no one else is important. Part of what happens today with the parents and raising children is, you know, their precious child is, you know, the most important thing, and others don't exist because my child, you know, is my whole life revolves around my child. Man, I never had that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Is the number. You can join me. We'll be right back.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel is pounding Gaza with airstrikes ahead of an expected ground invasion as retaliation for Saturday's surprise attack by Hamas. The death toll on both sides tops 1,600. The National Security Council's John Kirby tells CBS Mornings.
Right now, we can confirm 11 Americans dead. We do believe, sadly, that number will probably go up. We'll obviously keep tracking that as closely as we can.
President Biden's expected to address the nation at 1 p.m. Eastern. Congress can't act on new U.S. aid to Israel, with work stalled until Republicans pick a new House Speaker. UVA analyst Larry Sabato.
One thing that might influence this is it's a secret ballot. And as long as it stays a secret ballot, it really will be unpredictable. Because as we all know, politicians say one thing in public and do another thing in private.
Study finds the incidence of death related to strokes rising. Sheila Martins.
Hypertension, that is the main risk factor.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The transition of Waukesha to Lake Michigan water is in progress. People are encouraged to briefly run their faucets and delay laundry for a short period to allow any sediment in the pipes to clear after the transition. There may be a slight alteration in water odor and taste over the next few days. The transition will lead to slightly higher water bills for Waukesha residents. You can see a map of where the water is on the City of Waukesha website. What are called high security mailboxes have been placed around the area. The Postal Service has installed the new mailboxes outside of post offices in Brown Deer, Glendale, West Allis, and Milwaukee. The upgraded mailboxes are designed to be more resistant to break-ins. Nationally, the Postal Service plans to install a total of 12,000 high security mailboxes. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You must be a special lady.
You'll be singing first, single, second.
No, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Let's get down on some harmony. Come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Somehow I knew it would be you to change my gray skies to blue. And it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine. But all of a sudden, you sneak up from behind. Pop up with the weasel in my mind.
Sweet special lady, and a very exciting girl.
Lady,
what a lady, 'cause you got me sitting on.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I didn't want to just come in and start talking about what's happening in the Middle East because it is so horrible and horrifying, and man's inhumanity to man is on full display before the world. And you know that 1,600 people who have lost their lives thus far, it's only a speck of what is about to come. And if you've lived a little while and you've seen the horrors of war and you know what's coming, and these are human beings on both sides whose lives are being snuffed out like a school of ants. That's where we are. And I don't think that in a time like this, there should be any politics should not be at the forefront of this. Well, Joe Biden did it, or Donald Trump, who's running around talking about it wouldn't have happened if I was president. Well, you know, Joe Biden caused this. I mean, what the hell are people talking about? Joe Biden didn't cause this. Joe Biden had nothing to do with what took place. Oh, yeah, he did. It was Joe Biden. You know, the ignorance of people who can't even feel the pain of what is transpiring without them trying to gain some political foothold. Oh, yes, he did. He gave Iran $6 billion. Well, he didn't give them anything. The resources that have been used to free American hostages that have been in control Iran for a decade or more, decades now, those resources we've held. When Barack Obama gave resources back to Iran for the same reason, it was their money. We've held on to their money for decades. So why don't we stop, lying to people for political gain? Joe Biden returned some money to Iran that was theirs to free American hostages, to the families of those hostages. They wanted their family members back, as you and I would have wanted them back. And the amount of money that's sitting in a bank gaining interest that Iran is not going to get. Biden did the right thing, as Obama did the right thing. Return the money for those American citizens to be made free. But no, that's, people don't think for themselves. And so Republicans can run around and say this and never mind about the pain that people are feeling right now. You gotta add some politics to it. Let's go to Jake from Waukesha. Hey, good morning. Is that Milwaukee? I'm sorry. Good morning to you, Jake. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Good, no problem. Yeah, I've been thinking about who's actually gaining anything from this. What has Hamas gained? What would they gain from this? And obviously, it's nothing. I mean, that we can see directly, but you know, I just see the person who's gaining from this is Netanyahu, and those guys in his cabinet are extremely right-wing autocrats, right? They just changed their democracy, so their court system is basically defanged. So they're kind of like an autocracy, like a theocracy type thing right now. And he gains the most because it is, you know, with all his problems he's been having, they're wiped away under the sheets right now. Well, no one cares about those.
So go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying that. And other than that, like the people in his party, there's some really hardcore right wing legislatures in Israel who want to get rid of the Palestinians, kick them out, ethnically cleanse them out of the area. So that is a real thing. So I just think that, you know, I'm not saying conspiracy, but I'm saying who benefits, they do.
You know, Jake. You know, Israel is about to go door to door. 2 million Palestinians are in Gaza, and they're going door to door. And they're not going door to door to say hello and introduce themselves. This is going to be a bloodbath. And by all means, all stretches of the imagination, this is going to be a dark, as it already is, a dark place in the history of mankind. But you're right. Benjamin Netanyahu has kind of created the atmosphere that brought this into being. That doesn't justify what Hamas has done, man. You know, they slaughtered a bunch of innocent people. And so, you know, the what's going to happen with that is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. And so, you know, hopefully it won't get to a point, but clearly I can see thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people who lose their lives unless some sanity comes into this. But there can be no sanity when people are saying Joe Biden did it, or Donald Trump, who's on the stage yesterday, you know, dancing around the stage saying, you know, this wouldn't have happened if I was the president. You know, I wouldn't have allowed this to take place. I would have done this. What is he talking about? Here's a man who can't even feel the pain of what is transpiring now. He's concerned solely about himself and about, is this going to help me become the president again? He's clearly running around gleefully telling people. Here's what he had to say. He danced off the New Hampshire stage after addressing the Israel attack. Listen to this. 1,700 and counting people are dead. And here's what a man who's running for president, and I use the term man, you know, loosely. So he appeared in New Hampshire and on yesterday. And so he started addressing the crowd in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. He acknowledged the death of the Israelis. But then he had this to say. When I was your president, we had peace through strength. Now we have weakness, conflict, and chaos. The atrocities we are witnessing in Israel would never have happened if I was your president. But he didn't let the bad news get him down. The former president could be seen dancing as he exited the stage, and I'm looking at the video, and he's dancing a jig off the stage, as if this is going to increase my odds of becoming the next president of the United States. I don't understand people. I don't understand human beings. And I'll go to my grave not understanding. Nobody should be reveling at a time like this. And yet Republicans are looking to gain some political, you know, one-upmanship, as if this is a great opportunity for us to gain some ground. Never mind all of the things that could possibly happen that will pull the United States into war. Don't kid yourself. This is a real live war that has broken out, that has the possibility of drawing the United States into this war. I was listening to who was it? And it slips my mind. But they were calling for the United States of America because they believe, there are people who believe that Iran was behind this, even though the United States intelligence says no. We have no intelligence that says that that is the case. Oh, it's Fox News. Fox News publicly puts this out. Well, you know, it's the truth because the Wall Street Journal had an article. So the Wall Street Journal says Iran knows about it. Iran financially helped put this thing together. And so Fox News runs with that, and they put this out before the world that Iran had something to do with it. And then they start having a conversation about whether or not America should bomb all of the oil wells in Iran because Iran uses their oil in order to make money and able to create and give money to, you know, terrorists. And this stuff is said publicly over the airwaves as if somehow Iran doesn't hear this, that this can be said publicly. This is the inherent danger that we are faced with. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And a very exciting girl. Lady. You gotta be a special lady.
Get down, Billy Brown.
All right, Harry.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. You must be a special lady. And a very exciting girl.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 52. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. High temperatures reach up to 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about, you know, just we are really on the precipice of a catastrophe and something that could draw the nations of the earth in. And so people should be careful, especially, you know, when politicians and talk show hosts and others, when we talk about what is taking place. And this is not a time to try to gain political gain because you want to be elected and you want to run the nation. The world is in danger. And if you can't see that, you know, if you can't see that, then all of us are in trouble. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, the Green Bay Packers are still doing a hell of a job. I'm still happy with the game, even though we lost last night. Second, this is what happens when you have authoritarian dictators throughout the world. This is what happens when we, the people, stop becoming the government. Jake was saying before, who was the person that had the benefit from this? The people that have the benefit from this are Benjamin Netanyahu, Erdogan, of Turkey. The biggest person that has the benefit from all of this is Vladimir Putin. And I don't care what anyone says, when the person, Vladimir Putin, is your banker for a certain ex-president, and those certain secrets have been gone somewhere, and people have secrets that were in the United States custody, and all of a sudden they're able to get past the Iron Dome and all these other things. I just don't, there's something that's not, passing the smell test. And I really, truly, you know, I feel for any human life. Doesn't matter if it's an American human life, if it's a Palestinian human life, if it's an Israeli human life, this is all for naught, and it's all for the dictator's pleasure.
You know, Tom.
This is really sad.
You know, Tom, and the fact that people can turn this around and say Joe Biden is responsible, as people are being slaughtered, as you and I are here in this free nation, and not experiencing that. The fact that people can be so callous and so cold that they and play politics to get some kind of gain without feeling the pain. Man, 1,700 and counting. And when they go door to door, I remember the last time Israel went door to door into Gaza. There's going to be a massacre. And so, you know, what took place should have never happened. And the United States should do everything within its power to help prevent the massacre for innocent people. Yes, innocent Israelis lost their lives. It should have never happened. But the answer to it shouldn't be killing other innocent people. Should it, Tom?
No, and Earl, the thing that people don't realize is that the Israelis and the Palestinians actually live side by side in Israel. But the thing is, now you're going to kill one person's family member. That'll kill another person's family member. That's going to hurt that much more, of course. And the war goes on. I mean, it's Cain and Abel, basically.
Yeah, it is.
It's just absolutely ridiculous in terms of. But the thing that's so sad about it is that it's the dictators that are actually causing all of these problems just for the greed of power and money. And honestly, I truly believe if there was truly a proverbial Santa Claus God, and he or she could do anything, I'd say suck up all the oil that is in these grounds, completely dry out the planet of oil, and then let's see where people actually stand in terms of this whole mess.
Tom, and then to say again, without having any facts that we should go and bomb Iran, their oil fields, and never even thinking about the escalation, and not having any facts, Tom, and where this will take all of this is what is really so frightening. We got to go to break, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Agree with you, Tom. By the way, we'll be right back.
So let's keep on grooving the way we do. Let's just keep on moving. We're going to make it through.
Hugging and loving.
Getting with the kissing.
Hugging and loving.
I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find...